You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Two things just occurred in the last 3 minutes. Number one, I no longer trust Dana Wright. And number two, I am really dumber than I thought I was.
Okay, I went to Costco once. I told you this.
Hang on. Before you tell them what you did to me, it is borderline unforgivable.
Are you okay?
I went to the show last night. I woke up this morning. Couldn't fall asleep till 2 o'clock in the morning. Latest I've stayed up in years. Because I have the adrenaline going from the concert and everything. I wake up and I've got a mild head cold. Had a sneezing fit an hour ago. Uh-huh. And now for the entire 4 o'clock hour, I was coughing. My throat was starting to get a little scratchy and sore. Dana she has this bag, and I'll let her explain it in a sec. She goes, you've got to try this. It is so good. It is so hot.
Both true. I go to Costco once, and I see this, and I think, you know, it's a big bag of just snacks, and it's called Southwest Trail. I'm going to bring you some, Sam.
It's delicious.
It's peanuts, Jack corn sticks. I don't even know what that is. Toasted corn, roasted and salted sunflower kernels, and pepitas. I don't know what any of that means.
Pain.
The only thing in there I can identify are the sunflower seed kernels and the peanuts. You can see them in there. And I will tell you, it will clear your sinuses. Oh. And I said to Scott, when you do this, I said, it's very, very good. It's got a great flavor, but it is spicy. It will clear your sinuses. I gave it to you because I thought it would help you. Now he can't get a sentence out.
Oh, my word.
Woo!
Toughen up, man.
Oh, be quiet.
It's something.
All right. The Department of Justice last night laid out further arguments for the release of grand jury transcripts in Jeffrey Epstein's and Ghislaine Maxwell's criminal cases, arguing that its request was consistent with increasing calls for additional disclosures in this matter. We can't ignore this story. It's all over the news. The Department of Justice says they're willing to release the transcripts in the public interest, but they want to redact any and all names of anyone who has not been criminally charged.
Oh, that's everybody in there.
So every single name.
They didn't charge anybody.
Every name except Epstein and Maxwell.
Yeah.
Can we get what the names rhyme with?
Right.
Can we get the first, third, and fifth letters of each name?
Just release the files and take out the names of the 1,000 victims. 1,000 victims.
CBS News released a 10-page paper about the video and how fake it is.
Oh, is this the story you have
story.
Here?
Yeah, it's lengthy, but they go into detail about everything, and they're not saying it's fake. They're just addressing all of the questions around it.
The video is fake.
And they're not saying it's real at the end of the story.
And now they're saying there's not a missing minute when 2 months ago there was a missing minute. Now it's not missing. Well, where is it?
But don't forget the cameras were off.
Right. And that wasn't his cell.
Yeah.
I got a huge problem with this story from Fox 4. Not because of Fox 4. A Kansas City man has been sentenced in a 2021 Facebook marketplace, quote, deal that turned deadly. This is the woman we have talked about over and over again. This case got on this program. She went to a BP gas station parking lot, mm-hmm. thought it would be safe. She had a PlayStation to sell.
Yeah,
she was selling it for like $200. And then three idiots show up with a gun and try to strong arm it away from her, shoot her, and kill her.
Did she die?
She died. This is one of a handful of cases, you guys, that we always highlight when we are telling you it is no longer safe to meet up, I do not think, for Facebook Marketplace stuff unless you are meeting at a secured police station slot.
Or send your daughter to Lawrence.
Except that one time I did tell my girls to go pick up something for Jack and Lawrence. Never again. Listen to the update. A Kansas City man has been sentenced to prison for his role in a robbery-turned-deadly shooting in August of 2021. 24-year-old Latrell Golston pleaded guilty to one count of attempted first-degree robbery on Friday. He was sentenced to 5 years in the Missouri Department of Corrections. Before that, he was facing a charge of second-degree murder.
Yeah, what happened to the murder
after charge? The woman, 27-year-old Randy Smith, was shot and killed in the attempted robbery over a PlayStation. The two other suspects, his brother, boy, their mom has to be proud, and another friend, Karan Black, are also charged with second-degree murder. According to court records, this is what I want people to pay attention to. It was 8 a.m. You are not safe meeting strangers to sell something, specifically electronics. That's always when people get shot. I don't know why. 8 a.m., August 23rd, 2021, at Independence Avenue and Garfield Avenue, when police got there. They thought it was a shooting and a car crash because when she was shot,
the
car was still in drive. So she had wounds to her wrist and chest, pronounced dead at the scene.
Where did the second-degree murder charge go?
Investigators revealed that before the crash, Smith had been at the BP gas station to meet a potential buyer for a PlayStation 4 that she had listed on Facebook Marketplace. According to court records, surveillance video showed Smith parking at the gas station with Raynell and Black approaching the car. As she opened the door to, like, greet them, hey, I'm her, here's the PlayStation, she and one of the men began to struggle. At the same time, a second man walked to the passenger side, started firing into her front windshield.
Oh, my God.
The story does not say at what point it went from you're just charged with murder and robbery to now just robbery. 5 years? They should all go to prison for the rest of their lives.
I don't disagree with that. Maybe the argument is he wasn't the one who fired the shot.
It shouldn't
matter. It doesn't
matter.
If you all commit a bank robbery and one of you shoots a teller behind the desk, you're all charged with murder.
Court records say that detectives later found Facebook messages that linked the men to the crime. And when questioned, Black told police he knew they were planning on robbing her. Raynell told police he did something stupid because he was scared. Surveillance video shows them all there.
Well, then he should go to prison for the rest of his life.
Yeah, I am just 5 years. Mm-hmm. They all went there at 8:30 in the morning.
With the express purpose of
robbing her with a gun.
Mm-hmm. And then she died.
I cannot say enough.
That's a murder.
Do not meet anyone ever under any circumstance if it is not a police station. It is always the robbery over the cell phone, the gaming systems, and laptops.
Specifically if it's electronics.
It is always electronics, Scott, when these things turn south.
But gang, here's what I don't understand.
You're not getting shot over baby clothing. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. But why is it thought, and this is not a... And I use the word indictment loosely, not literally. Why is it acceptable to do these exchanges in a police parking lot?
Because the police know there have been so many of these robberies and some deaths that they have specific lanes now that say for marketplace transactions.
But do the police come outside and monitor the transaction?
There are cameras pointed at the...
There also was at this Quick Trip.
But if you say to somebody, Scott, yeah, I'll sell you a PlayStation for $200. You're going to meet me in the parking lot of the Leawood Police Station, and they are ne'er-do-wells. They are going to drop you like a hot rock. They're going to say, never mind, I'm no longer interested.
Sam?
I've always disagreed with the point that you should do it at a police station because police officers, most of the time, are not at a police station.
Yeah, they're in their cars out in neighborhoods.
What I'm saying, Sam, is that the gunman that knows they are specifically going to rob you, they are never going to agree to meet you at a police station. They know that they're armed. They're probably felons with weapons. They're going to just say, you know what, never mind. And they're going to go find another victim. I hate to say it.
Yeah, but again, I go back to what Sam just said. You're probably more likely, and again, this is not an indictment on the police, you are probably more likely to find a police officer at a Quick Trip than you are at the police station.
I guarantee you she met them at 8 a.m. at a BP gas station because she thought, there's no way I'm going to get robbed at 8 in the morning.
8 o'clock in the
morning. That's like high traffic time of day.
She went to BP.
Oh, it's so sad. It's so sad, and it makes me crazy, and 5 years is not enough.
I always do QT parking lots. There's always at least 20 other people around.
I don't think there were people around there when she was shot, Sam, at 8 in the morning?
I absolutely refuse to sell or buy anything on Facebook Marketplace. I've never done it. I've never even looked at it. A, I don't want your junk.
We are.
And B, I'm not getting killed for it.
I'll tell you this. We are throwing the pink crapper in the trash.
Okay, so what people don't know is when you and Johnny bought this house, the master bathroom was not just pink, it was all pink. Everything was pink.
Ceiling.
Including the toilet.
Yep.
And you're throwing it where?
It's not worth it. We're just throwing it out. We're throwing it in the trash.
Good.
Because it's not worth the trouble to make $200 to me to have
somebody. Who's going
to
pay $200 for a pink toilet?
People wanted that pink toilet, pink sink, pink bathtub. It's going in the dump. Sorry.
Why don't you know where nobody ever gets shot? Is at a garage sale.
You want me to have a garage sale featuring a pink toilet and a pink sink?
Mm-hmm.
No. Landfill we go.
Okay. All right. Oh, whatever happened to the rug that the dead body was wrapped up in?
They're still working on it.
They're what?
They're still trying to get the smell out. I swear to God.
It's been 2 weeks.
I just got a text 2 nights ago. They're still working on it.
You ruined that thing.
I didn't ruin it.
You put water in it.
I purchased it ruined and then tried to, what do you call that thing?
Power wash.
Tried to power wash it. They're trying.
Where is the rug?
At the company that is trying to get the smell out.
So the company now stinks like the rug.
I think they have a warehouse. I don't know.
They can't get the stink. Why don't
Here's
you just
tell you.
Put them
do
out
not
of their misery.
Ever
put them out of their misery.
Buy a rug on Facebook Marketplace under any circumstance.
You could have gone to Nebraska Furniture Mart or the Furniture Mall of Kansas.
Easily.
And Oh, yeah.
Is that rug clean? Oh, yeah. Easily. I told him the other day, please just throw it out. And he said, no. Now I've got this, like, thing. Now it's become a thing.
By the way, Dana, don't throw that toilet away. You can donate it to Habitat for Humanity.
Thank you. I will donate it to Habitat because they'll come pick it up.
We're getting a number of people who are saying give the toilet to Habitat.
Okay. That I will do.
Or to Restore. I think it's kind of the same.
Habitat thing. Restore. Okay.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Check that. Shannon Sharp is out.
Saw that.
At ESPN. Sharp, a Hall of Fame former player, settled a lawsuit earlier this month that accused him of sexual assault. He had stepped aside from ESPN in April after a woman filed the lawsuit in Nevada. The suit accused him of raping the woman twice in Vegas in October and once more in January. They did have the settlement stated a consensual and long-term sexual relationship. But there has been a settlement nonetheless, and ESPN, following the settlement, basically said to Shannon Sharp, thanks, buddy, but we don't need your services anymore. I did not realize that the preseason starts tomorrow.
Yes, haven't you seen that?
The first preseason game is tomorrow,
oh,
the Hall of Fame game.
It's all over social media because people are like, it's here, it's here.
Between the Rams and the Detroit Lions. The regular season starts on September 4th.
Can't wait.
When the Cowboys play the Eagles, but that is more than a month away.
We really need some sports to be excited about.
Okay, this is just a blurb out of Lawrence, but I did look this up and wanted to throw it out there just in case any of you were caught up in this. This was a couple of hours ago. They were reporting traffic was backed up on westbound I-70. This is toward Lawrence.
Okay.
After a semi-accident that leaked molten sulfur. Mm. Sam, would you like to guess what molten sulfur smells like?
Rotten eggs.
Or a fart.
It is so bad that I cannot believe other news outlets haven't picked this up.
What do you use it for?
I have no idea. None.
Molten?
My grandpa used to have some. It was yellow. And it was a powdery substance that he kept in a salt shaker in the garage.
Okay.
And we would take that, and he would sprinkle it on my ankles, and he said it would keep the bugs away.
Oh, it's used in fertilizer.
And I remember the smell.
Huh.
Anyway.
Molten sulfur requires caution because of its high temperature and potential hazards like burns and toxic gas release.
I mean, any time that starts with molten, you can assume it's going to be hot.
Right?
Yes. Molten rotten eggs. I I-70 west of Florence.
They are praying for the rain.
Yeah, listen to this. The smell can
vomiting.
The smell can cause worry, anxiety, and resentment. That's what this says. The sulfur smell can cause worry, anxiety, and resentment. Repeated odor events may culminate in real symptoms such as headache, fatigue, and nausea.
Oh, I believe that. A story here from Science. The passage of time may be linear, but the course of human aging is not. Rather than a gradual transition, your life staggers and lurches through the rapid growth of childhood, the plateau of early adulthood, to an acceleration in aging as the decades progress. But now a new study has identified the turning point in which that acceleration typically takes place. So you come out of the...
I'm telling you right now, it's 51.
Obviously, close. There's rapid change in your first 18 years.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you go from baby to an adult. And then there is a bit of a plateau.
Yeah, 20s, your 30s, you're feeling good.
And then they have set the age.
Yeah, when you're in an elevator one day and that lighting is bad and you turn around, you're in an elevator and there's a mirror on that backside and you look at yourself and you go, oh my gosh, what happened?
Or when you go to CVS and you're starting to look up 1.25 and 1.50 readers.
Yeah.
Is that going to be a senior ticket?
Yeah.
So would you care to guess they have pinpointed the age, the average age, when the human body goes from the plateau and starts going down?
I think it's right around 50.
Final answer?
Yeah.
It is 50.
I knew it.
Which, didn't we all know that? I mean, over the hill has been a comment for a long time.
I love my face lines.
But over the hill when we were kids was 40, Sam, not 50.
I love my face lines. My face lines don't bother me.
You mean wrinkles?
Yeah. No, my face lines, like when I smile, I've got these little linesy here. Yeah, I like those. I'm starting to get some darkness under my eyes. You know, that happens. Your skin isn't as plump or whatever as it once was. But I refuse to buy $10,000 worth of creams and such. I just, you know, I'm me.
Dana, you get Botox to get rid of the wrinkles.
It's been years since I've had Botox.
You're right.
See that?
Clearly.
Uh-huh. Look at that furled brow.
I believe it was last year that you came in looking very surprised.
No, it was last year. Guys, it's been a while,
no,
I'm telling you.
Remember, you said it made you feel almost like you were high. Wasn't that the Botox?
No.
What was that?
I don't know. All I've done is tattooed my lips to put some color back in my lips and my eyebrows. It's been such a long time since I want to say 3 to 4 years since the needle up there. Did you see Jamie Lee Curtis is weighing in on this? She says plastic surgery has wiped out a generation of women who have, quote, disfigured themselves.
Hmm.
God, she looks good. She looked great for her age.
Well, she's a beautiful woman.
In an interview with The Guardian, she is 66 years old. She spoke candidly about her thoughts on plastic surgery, referring to women who have undergone so many procedures as, quote, disfigured.
Well, for some, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, men, too. I mean.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. By the way, the reason it's age 50, the researchers say the trajectory at which your tissues and organs age is steeper than the decades that preceded it. According to a study of proteins in human bodies across a wide range of adult ages, and your veins are among the fastest to decline.
Your veins?
Mm-hmm.
You know
where
I
exercise.
You know where I have noticed it? Yes, but there's certain things you cannot turn the clock back on. I have noticed it. If we're going to be completely, we're all friends here. We're going to be completely honest.
All right.
I looked down at my hands the other day, and when I cock my hands kind of like this, like, what do you call that? Like,
spread your fingers?
Spread your fingers out. I looked down the other day and I go, oh my gosh, am I getting old hands?
What do you mean? Like spots?
No, not spots. Just, they just don't look, well, they just look like,
as youthful as they may have once did.
The hands do not look as youthful as they once did.
Yeah.
But I'm in the sun a lot, a lot.
We know. We were on the show yesterday.
I ain't giving it up.
Okay. Then don't. But maybe apply sunscreen or maybe hydrate.
I look at my hands and I go, yep, that's sun.
Because you had heat exhaustion yesterday.
Oh,
there is no doubt in my mind.
I was so sick last night. I went to bed at 6:30
wow.
p.m.
Royals won today, by the way. Score was
No, I thought they were playing tonight.
No.
We literally did a commercial about them playing.
Sam was...
Was that the can of corn?
Yes, and he said, I've got so-and-so going such
well,
and such.
I thought he meant tonight.
But still, he said, but they're still playing, so there's still some hope.
So he might do it.
I even pay attention to commercials I'm not even on. 913-586-7798. Couple of stories to bring to your attention. This one's from the Associated Press. They start off with a personal story about a gal by the name of Heidi Barley, who is 41 years old now, and years ago was scraping by on $34,000 a year, is now, on paper at least, a millionaire. A surging number of everyday Americans now boast a seven-figure net worth. Net worth, keep that in mind. Once the domain of celebrities and CEOs, but as the ranks of millionaires grow fatter, the significance of the status is shifting along perceptions of what it takes to be truly rich, says Michael Shulman with Running Point Capital Advisors out of California. Millionaire used to sound like rich Uncle Pennybags in a top hat. It is no longer a backstage pass to palatial estates. It is the new mass affluent middleweight class. Financially secure, yes, but 2-0 short of private jet territory. 30 years ago, so roughly 1995, the IRS counted 1.6 Americans with a net worth of, check that, 1.6 million Americans with a net worth of more than $1 million, okay? So
yeah.
This is,
yeah.
You know, what do you have in the bank? What do you have in your 401k?
Everything.
What do you have if you sold your house tomorrow? That number has exploded to 23.8 million Americans with a net worth of $1 million. But, of course, $1 million in 1995
right.
is not $1 million net worth in 2025.
2-0 shy of a private jet.
Yeah.
So Celsius energy drink cans were accidentally filled with boozy seltzer high noon liquid, and then sold at stores across the country. Now there is a recall.
Nice.
Yeah. God. The mix-up happened after the manufacturer, quote, discovered that a shared packaging supplier mistakenly shipped empty Celsius cans to high noon. Quote, consumption of the liquid in these cans will result in unintentional alcohol ingestion.
Mm. I thought these things were supposed to give me energy.
I'm tired.
So tired and so happy.
I really mean this. Can you imagine if a poor,
no,
recovering alcoholic.
Or Scott, a bus driver, a school
right,
bus driver.
Or somebody with any CDL or a pilot. I definitely would go back to recovering alcoholic who's, you know, been off the booze for so long. There's an old adage. One is not enough, and one is too many, and 1,000 is not enough.
The errors confined to the Celsius Blue Raz can with a silver top instead of a black top. And on the can, it says Astro Vibe. Celsius, live fit.
Oh, we're vibing.
Sparkling blue something Raz.
Live fit by then, pumping all that crap
and then
into
it says
your body?
Essential energy. Again, the error is confined to Celsius Blue Raz cans with a silver top.
I have never had it. Sorry to interrupt you, Sam. I have never had an energy drink in my entire life.
They do sell Celsius as like the pre-workout energy drink. I have a lot of thoughts about them, but I do know that they like to sue. So I'm going to keep all of those thoughts to myself.
Well, let me see which eight states are.
We used to work with a gal here. She's long gone and is, I think, retired. And it's not Ellen Schenck, who used to drink 5-hour energies like they were going out of style.
That will give you a heart attack.
I mean, to say that she drank five-hour energy drinks in an 8-hour shift here at the radio station would not be an exaggeration.
I mean, growing up, I had at least three monsters.
Three monsters
a day. And the only reason I stopped at three is because the writing on the back of the can said, if you have more than three, we're not responsible for what might happen to your heart. And I was like 11.
That's bad.
Yeah.
apparently there has been, this is not funny, there has been a spike to like poison control centers. Because I think
because of a little bit of alcohol,
people don't understand that's what they've ingested. They think they're getting an energy drink. Let's say you're 16 or whatever.
Well,
I don't know.
How much alcohol are we talking about? Well, they pump a fifth in there?
Did you pound one of them? I don't know.
How drunk can you get off of a Celsius drink that accidentally has a little bit of alcohol?
If you're
in
pounding a six pack of Celsius, we've got other concerns.
You got other problems. Yeah. Florida, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin. They were then distributed to retailers in other states. It's just the blue Raz one.
Okay. There is nothing cool about what some of these energy companies call their drinks or what they say on the can. Blue Raz.
Don't you remember the case of the bus driver who had a roommate? Bus driver is not an alcohol consumer at all. She's not sober in that sense, but just does not drink at all. Teetotaler.
Okay.
Drives a bus.
Good.
Reaches into the refrigerator, grabs one of those energy drinks in the morning, does not realize it's her roommate's
White Claw.
Can she not read?
No, but she got fired, and she even showed in the fridge, like, this is her stuff.
I don't know if I buy that one.
This is her roommate's.
Yeah, my BS
come on,
meter is...
Sam. She never drank in her life. She wasn't a drinker.
That's what I would claim, too, if I got caught drinking on the job.
I'm telling you, I felt so bad.
I've never even had a beer, boss. Why does that smell like beer? Sorry.
I've never had a White Claw. I think they became trendy when I was giving it up.
It's soda water.
I'm imagining that you can taste that there's alcohol in it, right?
Yeah. They very much taste like
alcohol. When she took that first sip, she didn't realize, whoa, this is not my energy drink. And then looks at the can to take a gander at what she's drinking and realizes it's a White Claw and says, well, I'll just finish it.
I do believe. Well, she
I'll
did
just
not know.
Finish it.
Do you remember on the packaging, Scott? It wasn't the white. It was something White Claw-ish. It really, if you weren't used to drinking these things, I don't know that you would know.
But that's like saying that, that Pepsi can that you're, is that Pepsi Light or whatever it is?
It is Diet Pepsi, okay. Yes.
Describe the color of the can.
It's like the red and the white and the blue and silver can.
The silver can.
Yeah.
That would be like me reaching into the fridge, getting a Diet Pepsi, and I pull out a Coors Light, which also comes in a very silverish can.
And you're like, I didn't check. I didn't know.
And I take a sip of it, and all of a sudden, this doesn't taste like Diet Pepsi.
But Diet Pepsi and Coors Light don't taste anything alike, and I think some of these energy drinks, they're tart, they're cold.
It was a White Claw pineapple.
Okay.
And right underneath the big White Claw lettering, it says hard seltzer. And at the bottom of the can, underneath the word pineapple,
it says, don't drink if driving bus.
Sam,
it says 5% alcohol.
The bus driver's probably 76 years old and couldn't see a darn thing in front of her face without her glasses on.
Well, she can taste.
How old was she?
Do you know any school bus drivers that are in their 20s or 30s? No.
No.
They all remember, like, President Carter.
I remember President Carter.
We'll go back further.
Well, let's go with LBJ.
Reach the age of extreme speed and aging, so.
Exactly. It's all downhill after this year.
A Virginia councilman was set on fire.
God, I saw that today.
In an apparent personal attack earlier today, the suspect, whose name is Shotzi Hayes, allegedly confronted Danville City Councilman Lee Vogler, age 38, at his office at Showcase Magazine and covered him with a flammable liquid.
It was gasoline.
Both went outside, where Hayes then allegedly set Vogler on fire.
Oh, my God.
He's been taken to the hospital in unknown condition. Showcase Magazine, which I believe is where he works, said he sustained serious burn injuries. Nice-looking young man. Hayes, who is the suspect, is 29, of Danville, is in police custody. The suspect allegedly fled the scene and was then stopped by officers a few blocks away. It appears that Vogler and Hayes do know each other, and the attack stems from a personal matter not related to the victim's position on the Danville City Council or any political affiliation. Yeah. Vogler has been on the city council for 13 years. He was elected when he was 24 years old. Mm. He is the director of sales at Showcase Magazine.
Terrible. Terrible.
Showcase Magazine says they are deeply shocked by what happened at their office earlier today, and we pray for him and his family, of course. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. So apparently this guy named Matthew Berry is quite the expert on fantasy football drafting. Would you care to guess who is not in the top 10? This is Matthew Berry. Apparently he's like the go-to smart guy with all this fantasy football drafting.
Who is not in the top 10?
Who you would argue has to be number one.
Oh, well, Patrick Mahomes would have to be number one.
That is a very bad decision when it comes to fantasy football drafting. Never take a quarterback first.
Mm-hmm. In fact, there is not a single quarterback in the top 10. They're all running backs and wide receivers. Number one on his list is Ja'Marr Chase from the Bengals. Justin Jefferson is number two from the Vikings. Is it Bijan Robinson from the Falcons?
That is.
Jahmyr Gibbs from the Lions, running back. Christian McCaffrey from the 49ers. There's not a single Chief in the top 10. Patrick Mahomes, as a quarterback, comes in at number 71.
The first Chief does not show 71? Up until...
71?
Again, it comes to strategy of picking during fantasy football. The first Chief shows up, Xavier Worthy, number 40.
Because he's a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Rashee Rice, number 47. And then Patrick Mahomes.
Really? Travis Kelce didn't make the top 71?
Travis Kelce came in at 76. Mm. Isaiah Pacheco, 77.
We get no respect. That's why.
I like it, though. Keep doubting us.
I do, too. There's been a second...
you're going to have to deal with us.
Bear mauling in the Anchorage area. A man was mauled by a black bear while walking his dog in a wooded area, marking the second attack in Anchorage in 1 week. Officials responded to a call about a bear attack at roughly 9:10 in the morning on Saturday at the Barbara Falls trailhead. Another person on the trail who did not see the attack found the victim. He sustained injuries to his arm. The man was walking his dog along the trail when a black bear and her cub,
Mama,
came out of a wooded area. His dog gave him enough time to deploy the bear spray, but he said it happened so suddenly it's unclear whether the dog was on a leash or not.
Oh.
Please tell me they're not looking for this bear.
Please, they're going to kill the bear, and then he gets so mad.
I don't get so mad. I just think it's wrong. I mean, they're just doing bear stuff. You know, you're in their neighborhood.
Did you see the 17-year-old who was severely burned yesterday, like walking across one of the earth crust things where the geysers are?
No.
And then the geyser did what the geyser did, and it's what, like 3,000 degrees, Sam?
They specifically tell you not to get close enough to be sprayed by the geyser.
I know,
by many,
17.
Many signs around the geysers.
Is he going to live?
The geyser, like the bear, did what geysers do,
yeah.
And
burned him.
You're supposed to stay on the trail or something, Sam, correct?
And there are typically walkways around those big geysers that you are supposed to stay
on. I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't go anywhere near it.
It's like going next to a volcano.
I would be the one right there where they're like, well, nothing's happened here bad in 100 years. And then there she blows.
I did go when I was a kid, and I did get too close.
I would be the one where nothing happened here in 100 years.
What is a pirate up at Yellowstone? There she blows.
I'm saying, I wouldn't get anywhere near it.
By the way, they have CCTV footage from Russia inside a operating room when the earthquake
hit. Oh, I saw that.
They kept operating?
Kept on doing the surgery. Well, this guy's open. Doctors have hands in there.
One nurse or somebody who's attending with the surgery does hold this person down.
Oh, gosh.
Onto the table.
Fall off.
So they don't fall off the table. Yeah. Yeah.
Russia is a wild place.
Okay. And a woman in Louisiana has been arrested facing a felony charge, several in fact. She is accused of fraudulently obtaining Medicaid benefits while generating millions in business revenue. She drives a Lamborghini. That's right. Celebrating birthdays today, Lisa Kudrow is 62. Joey King.
I'm sorry, if you drive a Lamborghini, you are trying too hard.
Is 26. Hillary Swank is 51. Kate Bush is 67. Hope Solo is 44. And Buddy Guy, one of my favorites, Buddy Guy, is 89. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.